Mr. Chair, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for hanging in there. I am last, but I will try not to be least, and I will be quick. First of all, I'd like to recognize my esteemed co-chair, Mr. Charles McLean, Deputy Minister of Agriculture for Planning and Development in Liberia, who unfortunately had to return to Liberia yesterday. So I am honored to provide the summary notes for Roundtable 1 to all of you today. The Roundtable, Nutrition in the Post-2015 Development Agenda, underlined the importance of nutrition in the Sustainable Development Goals and discussed practical ways of ensuring that nutrition is adequately reflected across the development agenda. Speakers noticed the importance of a comprehensive approach to address malnutrition in all its forms. Undernutrition, overnutrition, and micronutrient deficiencies, and to understand its root causes, immediate and long-term consequences. Non-communicable diseases, including those related to nutrition, we were told result in $7 trillion in losses annually. The cost of prevention is much lower than the cost to treat malnutrition and its consequences, and investments in nutrition yield high economic returns for countries and benefit individuals across generations. The session informed participants of current proposals for anchoring nutrition in the post-2015 development agenda. It is currently included in Goal 2 by the Open Working Group called End Hunger, Achieve Food Security, and Improve Nutrition, and Promote Sustainable Agriculture. The panelists described improving nutrition as the unfinished business that needs to be at the core of the post-2015 development agenda. The roundtable put into sharp focus the linkages between nutrition, food and agriculture systems, and climate change, and between nutrition and non-communicable diseases. It highlighted in particular the contributions of good nutrition to longer-term economic development. But to promote real integration across these sectors, we need clearer definitions and measurable indicators. The discussion cautioned, however, not to isolate nutrition into its technical components, as sound strategies need to be linked to basic human rights and considered within the political dimensions of malnutrition. The roundtable called upon the UN agencies and others to revisit proposed sustainable development goals and indicators and consider more ambitious targets than we previously had, and to develop more robust systems to measure progress toward achieving nutrition goals at local, national, and global levels. Data should include surveillance for micronutrient deficiencies and geographic mapping of malnutrition in order to better target nutrition investments. We should focus on what is achievable, and we should develop strict criteria for prioritizing actions. Weak systems, such as health, agriculture, or markets, betray the ability of individuals to obtain the healthcare and nutritious food they need to grow and flourish. In such systems, political or health emergencies, such as the Ebola, are devastating. And where these systems are weak, they must be strengthened. The roundtable concluded with 5 key points. Number 1. The nutrition community needs to clearly define what is meant by adequate nutrition across societies, age groups, genders, and health conditions so that nutrient needs and forecasting for food security can be appropriately determined. 2, we must continue to focus on the 1,000 days. We must promote breastfeeding and also include adolescent girls. We must promote good nutrition and physical activity with immediate-term good health and long-term protection against obesity and non-communicable diseases. Number 3, There is need for consensus to prioritize key indicators for measuring progress in nutrition with clear definitions and robust monitoring systems that effectively inform policies and programs. Number four, ICN2 gives all of us an opportunity to contribute substantially to the post-2015 development agenda for nutrition and to ensure that nutrition in all its forms is comprehensively addressed in all of these sustainable development goals. And number five, this is a unique time for nutrition with unprecedented global attention and landmark levels of commitment, with new data showing what works and what doesn't. Setting nutrition firmly within the post-2015 development agenda is our opportunity to turn what was once considered an intractable problem into a global success story. Thank you very much.